9 and themountainfm.com.
So far away.
That's in my head too. That is hilarious.
Did that song just stay in your head?
Now they're literally driving so far away.
Yeah. Hi, welcome back. Man, we are having a happy hour, everybody! God, man, what a talented group of people.
Yeah.
And then there's us.
Yeah.
It's just how that works.
That's why we're not singing.
We're so far away. Yeah, that's why we're just gabbers.
We introduce acts.
We do. That's the lot of my life, my friend.
Don't even do that very well.
I'm very accepting of my plight in life. All right. Our next guest has really, man, these guys have worked in the food and beverage and hospitality industry for the last 12 years. And Stephanie, who's part of this duo, her passion was solidified as she attended San Diego State's Robert L. Payne School of Hospitality. That's where she met her husband, Dan. SDSU, baby.
When go Aztecs.
Oh, really? Oh, all right. When they moved to San Diego, I love the way you chime in like that. To San Diego from San Francisco, she thought to herself, what the hell am I going to do now? It got her thinking about her passions. Really? And what she loved about San Francisco and how that translated to San Diego. Please welcome Stephanie and Dan from Epicurean Tour Company.
Woo! Hi, guys.
Hello. Woo!
Wow, yeah. Thanks for having us. Yeah, no, welcome.
Thank you.
So, San Francisco is way different than San Diego. That's how smart I am. You know, because I went to San Diego State.
Very true.
But I grew up in San Francisco. And it's a culture clash. Can you even bring the style and the approach to food and tourism to San Diego? Is that even possible? San Diegans are just laid back. We were flip-flops. San Francisco is a little bit different.
It's completely different. So we lived here. We left San Diego the first time about 3 years ago. And when we left and came back now, it is completely different. So our food scene has changed a lot. And, our food and beverage, of course, our beer has grown tremendously. But nothing compares to San Francisco. San Francisco is a weird place, and it's super fun. And it's also, at the same time, inspiring, which is why we left San Diego the first time to move there. So we learned a lot. We got to meet some awesome people, eat the best of the best, drink the best of the best, and now we're here to share that passion that really was ignited when we lived there.
Can downtown San Diego ever be San Francisco?
I think one day. I mean, we've got the homeless people going for us, so we're getting close.
That's good.
That's a homeless, big aspect.
Homeless,
but they aren't militant yet.
Yeah, we're good. Big Fry had a homeless issue up in San Francisco.
You know, we have so many restaurants opening every week. It's hard to keep up, being here. So it's really fun for us to, in part of our research, is to try new breweries, try new restaurants. So it keeps us busy, and that's the part of San Diego that we love that reminds us so much of San Francisco. And those are things that we love that make us remind ourselves that San Diego is home.
Well, it's interesting because, I love New York. New York is, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
San Francisco is, very close in that same type of urban sophistication, if you will. It's hard for me to see San Diego in that same realm. And I know that we're approaching a higher level of food offerings, and certainly the craft beer industry, and it's matching up to what's happening in Napa. I want San Diego to just find its own niche and not have to be like a San Francisco or like a New York. It's its own thing.
Totally.
Do you see that starting to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. San Diego County has the largest number of farms per capita in any other county in the country.
Largest number of farms?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and that's something that we...
Who would know
that? Even
our
locals don't know that. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's hilarious, man.
So we don't know that, and that's super cool because...
Take that, Iowa.
Yeah, take that, Iowa.
Yeah.
That'll be a therapeutic FU next week. Just wait
yes,
for it.
Yes.
But, so, Rich, I didn't know that fact, but the fact that there are CSAs all over the place where you can get fresh produce produced in San Diego County is really cool.
It is really cool. And you know what? One of our partners is Susie's Farms,
yep.
And they are just launching their UPIC CSA program. And so it's essentially an extension of their current CSA program, and you can go there as a CSA member of their UPIC, you know, sector, and go on a guided, you know, UPIC of the farm. And they've got, every time you go, different, you know, things are available. So they have a variety of about 8 to 12 different things, and that's your CSA box. So they'll tell you about them, they'll tell you how to cook them. Things that they enjoy.
And they have cool things that they do around, like, all throughout the year, different types of events out at Susie's Farms. It's, it's one of those cool places to go that you can hang out and bring the kids to. And the thing that I like to say is, if you introduce your kids to farm fresh food, like actually it's grown and it's ripe, they're going to love vegetables and fruits a heck of a lot more than anything they get in the store.
Well, I like it. So,
yeah, it's true.
So as a tour guide, how do you decide what's really going to be popular?
For me, it's all about what I love. And if I am passionate about things that I love and care about, I feel like...
It's very selfish of you, by the way. No, but you know, in all honesty, every amazing talent that we've had here, we've had, in my opinion, amazing talents, but we've had the CEO of Ballast Point and Colby from Ballast Point and some, you know, David Maldonado and some amazing musicians and even Austin Copeland, you know, but they all say the same thing. They say it's about what they like.
I mean, honestly, if you want people to buy into what you're selling, you've got to be passionate about it,
yeah.
Right? So I'm not going to back somebody that I don't believe in. And all my partners that are on our tours right now are awesome people doing cool things for our community.
That's going to be hilarious. Can we see the Padres? No, I hate baseball.
They suck. Right now I hate them, too.
What about the Chargers? They're not going to be here.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So Dan... Is she going to just chime in the whole time through this interview, or are you going to throw anything out?
Yeah, absolutely. No, Steph is the face of this business. She thought of all this herself, and she's the one that's running it, and I'm more of the techie guy. But this all started back when we met in college. We started the first food and beverage association at San Diego State called Foodies. We've always had a passion about food and beverage.
So this is your guy?
Yeah.
This is how awesome you two, just listening to him, man.
Yeah, he's my guy.
Yeah. So
did he ever try to, like, find you in Paris or anything? Did he?
No, but he did find me on the student organization expo at San Diego State.
Oh, that's cool.
What was his pickup line? I'm an attorney.
He actually, he tried to recruit me for the college. Little did he know I already went to the college. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. It worked.
So you go to San Francisco together, and what brought you to San Francisco?
Change. We love food and beverage, and we would go to San Francisco probably 3 to 4 times a year. And the last time we went before we lived there, Dan's like, wait, so why don't we live here? And I couldn't come up with a good answer. So we, at the time, I was working at Stone, Dan was working at Hooley's, and we got married, and we just decided to not go back to work after.
You were at Hooley's? You know, yeah. Craig?
Oh, absolutely. I was his right-hand man.
Oh, that's awesome,
absolutely.
Man. Absolutely. Yeah, our sponsor is Round Table Pizza, who Craig owned that
before he
started
him
Hooley's.
And his dad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yep. The story just goes on and...
Craig is the best.
He is. Yeah. He is, man. He's been on the show.
Yes.
So you go to San Francisco. By the way, what is like the best restaurant in San Francisco? You have to say it right now. First thing that pops in your mind.
What kind of food are you looking for?
Anything.
That's my only question.
Anything. No, it doesn't matter.
If I want tacos, I'm eating at Tacalicious. If I want pasta, I'm probably eating at either Rich Table or Flour and Water.
All right. State Bird Provisions.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Wow.
Which we actually lived right above when we lived in San Francisco.
All right. What area was that?
Bad situation.
It's not too biased.
The Fillmore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They
lived in the Fillmo, what we like to call it.
Oh, I love the Fillmo. My sister lives in Pacific Heights, not too far.
That's not too far.
Right next door. So, best place in San Diego. Go!
Ooh. Tough call. We had our first date at Ortega's, and that will always hold a special place in our heart.
Of
like
course.
To go there for a late night happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hillcrest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ortega's is awesome.
Ortega's is the best.
Solid late night happy hour.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
But we're beer people. We like to see new places through their beer scene. So we've been to 110 breweries together.
So tell us about how you set up your tours and how people can find you guys. And how does this all work?
So our tours run on Saturdays right now, and they either run half day or full day, depending on the calendar set up. Every first Saturday, third Saturday is a full tour, and then the in-between are half day tours. You guys can find us on our website. We're epicureansandiego.com. We also have an Instagram handle.
How do you spell Epicurean?
Epicurean.
So Epicureansandiego.com. All right.
And right now we have some fabulous partners. We've got a coffee class that we are super proud of with Cafe Virtuoso, who is one of San Diego's only certified organic roasters. They are
Really
awesome.
Wow.
Wasn't expecting that.
Our diet ladies are all over that, man. By the way, we got our coaches, and if you're still listening, the weight loss challenge weigh-in is coming up. So hang tight. Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So
then don't have their cortado because it's so delicious.
No, I want it just to have it.
No, you should have it.
You should have it.
Go.
Your competitor
only live
wants
once,
you to have it.
And maybe you'll live a little less longer, but that's okay.
So if I want to do a beer tour, I want to do a craft beer tour, and I want to start in Hillcrest at the Hillcrest Brewing Company because that's a good place to start.
It's a good place to start.
I can get my the Scott. What is this? What are we? I'm drinking here. Scotch?
Banana hammock.
Banana hammock. All right. Well, you're all over that. So, go ahead, Austin. Yeah.
My best option, like Hillcrest Brewing Cup, is a good place to start. But North Park and 30th Street is pretty much
where it's all at.
It's
really
so close. So that my preferred route, because I kind of live in the area, is start at HBC, go north up to Park to Small Bar, down Adams, start hit Adams, and you start to get to Tiger and Blind Lady Ale House. Go down 30th Street, hit Tornado, Rip Current. You probably won't be that much sober after that, so grab an Uber and just go home from there.
And when you're at Small Bar, go to El Zarape right there and grab a burrito.
The scallop tacos are out of control.
The scallop burrito, ridiculous.
Out of wide
out of
burrito?
Ridiculous.
Teriyaki sauce?
Are you seeing, Steph, are you guys seeing a renaissance in San Diego in this regard? Because it truly is like that.
I mean,
North Park is just going off the planet. You got Beer Mesa. That's a whole big thing. And then you got the Hops Highway across 78. Do you guys cover all that?
Yeah, so our tours start in Old Town. That's where our pickup is. We go as far south as Imperial Beach. We go out to Claremont, meet up with the guys at Society, and then we kind of just loop around. So
that's awesome.
Bringing all those different places together is a pretty cool aspect of what we do. It's not just one little neighborhood, because there's different the cool thing about San Diego, there's different cultures in every little neighborhood.
Really,
to bring all that together into one really awesome day.
So is this like a bus? Someone's driving a bus and people are just getting
liquored
up?
You're looking at the
up?
Driver right here.
How's it done? What is it?
Wow.
I have.
That's a good driver to look at.
Depending on the group size, I have either a 12 or 15 passenger van, yeah. And I do the driving, the narrating, everything myself.
Does it just get off the rails near the end of the tour or what?
Listen
up, I'm trying to talk, okay? I have prepared notes about this brewery we're going to. Can you shut the hell up,
it's
please?
It's very important.
I did buy a speaker for inside the van, so I can at least talk over people now.
Saved
the liquor for after lunch, so our two liquor stops are after lunch, so it doesn't
rowdy. I see. It's not all beer. It's not all breweries.
No. Yeah, so we've got Cafe Virtuoso for coffee. We've got Susie's Farm for a farm tour and a farm-to-table lunch by K Pasta. They're an Imperial Beach mom and pop. They feature all Susie's Farm ingredients. Then we head to a wine tasting at San Pasquale in Seaport Village, a salami class.
Sorry to interrupt. Cafe Virtuoso is like honestly one of my favorite roasters in town. I'm born and raised in San Diego, and I've used a lot of their cold brew blends in order to infuse some of our Russian Imperial Stouts, which is one of our winter seasonals. So this year, we're going to be working on like a nice Ethiopian Sumatran blend.
Ooh.
with Cafe Virtuoso that's going to custom blend it and then add to our, you know.
Are you trying to get on the tour? Is that what that is right there?
Yeah. Well, I just love Cafe Virtuoso.
Maybe you can swing by HPC.
This
I don't know.
This free endorsement is fine.
Yeah. Maybe there should be three breweries on the tour, just saying.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I love about our tour is it's not just a brewery tour, it's not just a winery tour. You get a really good kind of glimpse at what
have you ever considered just a brewery tour?
No, honestly, I haven't because other people are doing it, and I want to do something different. I want to, you know, showcase all our local people.
And she doesn't want people barfing in the back, too. So.
Yeah, that's an aspect.
That's true.
Yeah, you're like, hit the farm thing after the beer. Oh, wait, that was a terrible idea.
All right, so I want to go on a beer tour. I go to your website,
yep,
and I just sign up. I don't have to have 15 people with me. I can be one person. I can be two people.
Yep, exactly. Our public tours run every Saturday.
That's
and
awesome.
Then soon they'll run on Fridays, and that will feature the North County Coastal Region.
And it's Epicurean.
SanDiego.com.
San Diego.
And you can also, okay, if you want, do a customized tour if you do have the 15 people or whatever.
Yeah, your birthday. Is it coming up?
No.
Oh.
I have no more birthdays.
Ooh.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I used to have
stay
birthdays.
That age forever.
Yes. Amen.
Just have another birthday and go on it and eat up.
Can you get older than 109? Come on now.
Yes. You want Rich to stay 60 forever?
Yeah. Oh, ha 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 ha.
I thought you were 32.
God, I love you.
I know.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie. Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, don't go away. The weigh-in is about to happen. 107.9 FM, Mountain Country. I want to do
watermelons, cantaloupes, berries, and oranges are in season, and Barron's has them all. Stop in and stock up for those hot alpine summer days. Barron's has grass-fed beef, organic chicken, fresh fish, and marinated meats, perfect for those backyard summer barbecues we're all hosting this time of year. Barron's Market is located at 1347 Tavern Road in Alpine. Open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Barron's Market is an underwriter of Mountain Country 107.9.